Hey, what's up, you guys? You're listening to another episode of Nick Talk with me, your host, Ms. Nikki James. And today, you guys, we're going to be talking tech, because I don't know that much about it, but I do know someone who does. So let me tell you a little bit about my friend. His name is Maxwell Lopez. He's a 33-year-old self-made entrepreneur. He's from Puerto Rico. He was recently featured on Shark Tank as a semifinalist, and he now resides in Columbus, Ohio, where I used to live. He is now the founder and CEO of what is called Amigos. It's a lifestyle app that actually just came out this month. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that and a little bit more about him. So ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome my friend. I call him Maximilian, but this is Maxwell Lopez. Max, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing amazing. How are we doing? Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Yeah, thanks for coming on. Okay, so first I want to talk a little bit about you, and then we'll get to the app. What first brought you from Puerto Rico to Ohio, where you are now?
Well, I rode a shark all the way to the United States. No, I'm just playing. I guess that's why I became a shark, right? I was raised by sharks.
But, hey, and you were on Shark Tank, so that's kind of funny.
Yes, absolutely. So, no, my mom, she works in the base. And then my ex-stepdad at the time, he was from Ohio, Lima, and he wanted to be close to his family. So we ended up moving to Dayton, Ohio,
okay,
where I live in Beaver Creek, Ohio. Oh. So we were there for 2002, where I went to vocational school for culinary arts and business.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2005, a good friend of mine was living in Columbus. He told me, hey, you want to come to Columbus? I said, yes. And I packed my bag, and I ended up in Columbus, Ohio.
Huh. So what was the allure to Columbus? What made you
my
say yes?
My best friend.
Okay. I see.
Something new. If you told me, hey, come to California, pack my bags and go too, so I don't have nothing.
Yeah. You know what? It seems like you have this kind of entrepreneur like mindset in your head. Like you're just a yes guy, huh?
I'm a yes guy when there's a great opportunity. I'm a no guy when it don't benefit at all.
All right. So let's talk about this app. It's called a lifestyle app. It's called Amigos, but it's a lifestyle app. Why this type of app?
So how it started is basically, like, I like to travel to different cities, different states, different countries, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. I'm going to the new place. But then when I get there, I realize now I'm lost because I have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So I go to Facebook, I ask people, hey, do you have any recommendation what restaurant to go to, what nightclub to go to? A lot of the time they give you a recommendation, but it's not what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So then you get on Yelp, and Yelp really doesn't help a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, I didn't have no friends. So in Columbus, Ohio, I had a whole circle. When I go to the club, I skip the line. When I go to the restaurants, I knew the owners. But then when I go to a different city, I'm basically a nobody, so lost and alone. So that's how Amigos came up. So Amigos, if you look at it, the name is 2 G's. It's Amigos, mm-hmm, because it's Amigo on the go.
That's very cool. And you know what? I was just looking at it. It just came out, didn't it? Like just this month.
Yeah.
It just
launched the app. Absolutely. We finally launched the app. It's been a 2 year of the making. The coronavirus actually, when it hit, we had to change the whole strategy on the app. So we became more of a lifestyle app. So now when you download the app, you can find, so you can travel to any different city, different state, but we always have our lifestyle, right? Yeah. We always need restaurants to go to. We always need gyms to go to. We always need beauty to get our hair done or nails done or our eyebrows done or makeup, you know, entertainment, attraction, tourism. And then you also have fitness and then shopping. So Amigos will provide you all the lifestyle based on your preference. So imagine you go to Miami and automatically you know where to go based on your lifestyle preferences. But not only that, it's also going to connect you with new friends. They have the same lifestyle preferences. So now you travel, you will never be lost or alone.
So it's like, it's kind of like, it's a help. It's helpful like Yelp, but it's also social.
We created the social media platform aspect where they can show you who is between 30 feet from you, right? Because a lot of the venues, you go to a nice restaurant, you go to a nightclub, let's say you're single, you see somebody good looking, you're like, ooh, I want to go approach him, but I don't want to get declined and get embarrassed in front of people. So what Amigos is going to help you is, it will show you who is between 50 feet from you, you can look at the profile, you can see if you got the same lifestyle preference, and you can go ahead and message it.
It's funny, you know, you covered this already. I had written here, what was your biggest hurdle to overcome? But it sounds like it was the coronavirus, because people weren't going out as much. So what did it look like before the coronavirus?
Before the coronavirus, we were going to do almost like a sociable app for nightclubs, because everybody wanted to go out to the nightclubs, the nightlife, right? Mm-hmm. So due to the whole coronavirus, we saw that there was a problem, mm-hmm. and then we had the solution. So we changed and strategized and added more technology to the app, such as you can go to a restaurant and you can order the menu. You can see the whole menu with picture description. You could pay through the app, so everything is touchless. At the same time, not only restaurants, gym, you can sign up a subscription model. Nightlife, you can buy packages like bottles, right? Beauty, you can set up appointments, and everything is touchless. So the user will have their own custom app, but at the same time, the venue will have their own custom app with a dashboard that will receive notification of the user what they booked, and all they have to do is scan it, and then you go there, and then you get your food, and then you don't even got to pay. You already tipped the server, you already got your food, you get up and go.
So when you were first starting to make this, how did you know who to go see? How did you know, who did you get in contact with to make an app that, you know, was so big like this?
Well, first I approached my close friends and I told them I have an idea, and then I would like them to, if they wanted to be part of it and invest, they said no. So I'm like, okay, no problem. No problem. Just remember, I gave you the opportunity to invest at the beginning. Yeah. So later down the road, when we get it going, don't come and approach me that you want to be part of it or invest. Yeah. Because I'm the type of person, I build one train. I invite everybody to this train. Mm-hmm. But if you don't jump on this train, don't expect for me to stop and then let you come and pick up to the train, right?
Yep.
How everything started in 2016. It started as a party app. That basically you will go to the club and then you can book a table and share the table with others. Mm. Because a lot of people are very judgmental.
Yeah.
Who you are, what you look like. But once you get a couple of drinks, everybody's your friend. Oh, I love them. Hey, or whatever, you know. The Puerto Rican, I hate Latino, but I love them, you know.
Right.
So that's what we were going to do. And I got a couple of developers.
Mm-hmm.
And I found them through freelancer.com. So I grabbed a drawing board and then I started drawing how the app was going to look. And then I contacted some graphic designers and they created my screens. And then I contacted some developers and then little by little we built that app. Mm-hmm. I did not like it, so I threw it away and decided to develop another one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't like that one. I threw it away and I developed the other one and I liked it. And now we have this one.
Yeah, I like this one. I'm actually looking at it right now on my computer screen. So I didn't think it would be up on the computer screen. So I actually just downloaded it on my phone. And we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. But is it downloadable on the computer and your phone?
So yeah, if you can download it. If it's got the Play Store, you can download it. So I have it downloaded on my tablet.
Okay.
I have it downloaded on my phone and an Android. It's a very unique app. So right now we're just in the starting phase. So, and then what people say is like, well, is this all the app? No, this is version number one.
Yeah.
I have over 50 versions that we're just going to add on and add on and add on. So if you see, we also build memories. So if you meet with friends or new friends, when you take pictures, take videos, you always build a memory. So we created an aspect where you can take a picture, a video, you can tag your friends. Not only that, you can tag the venue. So what we're creating is an influencer package, mm-hmm. where every influencer, if you notice on social media, mm-hmm. they go to a new location to take a picture, to take a video, they will tag the venues. But what, as an influencer, you get out of it? You absolutely get nothing out of it. A lot of the time, the venues don't even upload your video or your picture.
Yeah.
So it's more like a bragging right. So what we're doing is the venues have the opportunity to approve or decline that image. Mm-hmm. And based on our agreement with the venues, that influencer can either get a free meal, get a free dessert, get a free product. Yeah. Whatever we agree with. So now the influencers are really benefiting of their social media aspect.
And I see that there's a partner login here. What is that your influencers or is that the venues?
That would be the venue, correct. So the venues, they have their own login, mm-hmm. and they will have their own custom app where they have their own dashboard where they can see how many sales they have going on, how many people love their venue, because we created an aspect where the users can like the venue, mm-hmm. and it will become their lifestyle preference. They're also able to communicate with their staff through the app and market and promote and sell the product through Amigos with zero commission.
You know, when you first started your app, when you first started it as just being like kind of bottle service and club oriented, I think doing it this way, you've probably reached a bigger audience, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody. So before it was more like the party scene. Mm-hmm. Now it's more like everybody who loves to travel,
yeah.
or like to experience new things, right? Mm-hmm. Because now it's not a nightclub, it's everything. And then it's your lifestyle preference. So nightlife is such a wide broad, right? They got bars, they got gay clubs, they got lounges, they got hookah bars, mm-hmm. you name it, restaurants. You have how many restaurants? You have vegan, vegetarian, seafood, barbecue. You, any mm-hmm. preference you have, they will show you the venue based on your preference, no matter where you travel to. So everybody loves that aspect because there's not a single app that was going to provide me. I go to Miami, and when I get to Miami, I know where it's going to be the venues that I like because I like museums. So I know where the museums are. So it's going to be based on your preference, and that's what people are loving about it. It's like, finally, an app, when I travel to a different city or a different state or even different country, uh-huh. that I can find my lifestyle on the palm of my hand. I don't have to go to 3 apps. So I don't have to download this app to make a reservation or download this app to find the location or download this app to see who's in the near me. It's everything married together.
We talked about all phones. I wanted to talk about the safety of it. Is it safe to use? And do you foresee any problems with security?
At the moment, we don't see no problem. Later down the road, we're going to get more into detail because as it gets bigger, as it gets user, we want to protect the users, right? Mm-hmm. So we're actually following the same aspect as any social media platform that don't do any background check, right? But we are protected in a way because we have an internal agreement. Now, in the app itself, mm-hmm. you have a button where it says visible and you can disappear from the map so people mm-hmm. can't find you. You don't want to be found and you just want to use the app for the aspect of finding the venue, booking a reservation, inviting people to your reservation, you're welcome to do that also. Let's say you make a reservation at, I don't know, let's say Fireproof. Mm-hmm. You make a reservation at Fireproof, it's going to let you the option to invite people to come to your reservation. Not only that, it lets them also to order and choose their food from the reservation. Yeah.
That's really, really neat. So I know, so as you're talking, I'm kind of getting like, Yelp in my mind, and I know we made mention of that app before because it kind of gives you that's the app that I guess people use to get, you know, 5 stars, 3 stars, you know, all these different ratings. Mm-hmm. Are you kind of taking from that as well? Are they your competition?
I don't see Yelp being a competition. Due to their app, it's more like as a user can rate that venue. The only problem with that is if I had an amazing experience, but I wanted to get a discount on my food, you didn't give it to me, I'm going to give you a bad rating.
Yeah.
Right? So there's no control with that. So right now, there's no way that you can basically rate the app, right? Because I personally don't think that it's fair for the venue owners.
Yeah.
Because if you have a business and then you have somebody that used to be your friend, and yeah. they know that you own your business, they're going to give you bad stats at the same time. Perfect example, when the whole Black Lives Matter happened, right? This dude said something bad to this black family. Mm-hmm. So then the black family posted on social media, and here comes the black community and destroyed the job staff. Mm. Oh, they bombed him. To the point that he's like, no star.
I was just going to say, I like that. I like that you're focused on positivity, that you're not cutting anybody down. And it's really about recommendations. Like if you recommend it, that's your lifestyle. That's what you recommend. If this is the kind of thing you like, then go there. And there's no cut down. There's no negativity. This app tells you where to go, where is open, and it's on time. It's right now.
Correct. the venues itself, they update their information. So as soon as they don't make a payment through Amigos, we will cancel the membership and we will take them out of the venue, the map.
Okay. So, all right, let's get down to the brass tacks. I think that's how the saying goes. I'm not sure. but anyway, let's get down to what everybody I think is going to want to know. Does it cost money for the user?
Never. No, absolutely not. We would never charge the users. Later down the road, we may do a subscription model where they benefit, but not just to use the app and be part of the app, like all these apps all around now. They're like, oh, you want to get more likes or more swipes, go ahead and pay the high premium. No, we will never do that. I'm against that completely, and I'm against ads. So you will never see an ad in the Amigos app.
So for other people that may be interested in, you know, maybe they have their own ideas and they're looking to you or this podcast for inspiration on how to do something like that. Where does the money aspect come in for you? How are you making your money?
Well, there's multiple ways that you can make money with mobile apps. One of them, the biggest one that a lot of people go to is through ads. So ads, you can contact a couple companies. They will put the product as an ad in your platform. And every click you get, then you get paid a little small percentage. Okay. Our way, we're doing a subscription model towards the venues. We have three subscription models. The $9.99 a month that will let the venue appear in the map with their custom logo. And then we have the $150 a month, and that's the whole platform, right? That's where we give them a custom backend. They can upload their menu, their product, communicate with staff, get approved images from our influencers. Our influencers market and promote for them. And that's the way we do it. We have three subscription models, right? We have one that is top secret that I'm not going to share because that's really going to be something very big.
Okay.
But the main one that we are doing is basically the venues that we charge in a subscription model. And then here's the beautiful thing. We charge zero commission. If you go to OpenTable, when you have a restaurant, they charge you a nice amount setup fee. Mm-hmm. Not only that, they charge you a nice monthly fee. And not only that, every reservation that the user makes, they charge the venue $1. We charge zero commission, and we're giving the venue a new platform where they can market, sell, and promote zero commission monthly subscription.
That sounds like how it should be, you know?
Absolutely. You should never worry about their pocket. Like this major delivery app, I'm not going to mention their names, but they do charge 20% of every order out.
Wow.
But they said that, well, we take care of our driver pay and all that stuff. But at the same time, it's like you're taking 30% of my sales.
Yeah. Making money from home or, you know, through the computer or through some kind of unconventional way seems to be on everybody's mind because times have changed.
Yes. So I'm going to share a little bit. We created a way where our influencers can get paid based for our future brands. And future brands could be anybody. You have a clothing line, you approach us. You have a shoe line, you approach us. You came out with this new protein, you can approach us. Anybody of the product that will fit our lifestyle, we will contact our influencers, and the influencers will market and promote for them. And every approved, they get compensated.
So what's the financial end game for you? Like, what are you hoping to get out of this?
So the financial, right now what we're doing is we're looking for funding to take the app to the next level.
Okay.
So we have a pitch deck, we have a sales pitch, and we have met with a couple of investors. And then that's our goal by the end of this year to be funded so we can go ahead. And what I'm going to do is we're going to do a tour, and we're going to travel the major six states that are visiting. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to market, promote, and sell Amigos.
Okay.
And build a team in every state that we go to. We are not selling. Our goal is to make Amigo a household name where when you want to travel or you need to find a place or you want a new friend to use Amigos. So, yeah, our goal is basically go public.
I know that you just launched. You launched August of this year, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's brand new.
Yes, we launched in August. And then word of mouth, we already got over 200 downloads. Our ads, TikTok ads are going to go live next week.
Nice.
And then we have a couple marketing guerrilla strategy marketing that we're going to hit. So everybody is very supportive, and I do appreciate that. But it's not, when you create a need more than a want, people are going to download the app because this app is more as a need than a want.
Yeah.
But we also added the social media platform aspect that way because everybody likes to brag on what they do or where they're traveling to or who they meet.
Yeah. I really feel like you kind of hit both.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to download maybe 5 apps to finish your day.
Yeah. And even when you do, there's so many different things down there that aren't tailored to your wants. So this is really cool. When I downloaded this, so we're just going to kind of go through the app real quick because it is brand new. I noticed that there are two Amigos apps. There's one that just says Amigos, and then there's one that says Amigos Partners. So what's the difference in why two separate apps and not one?
So the Amigos, it will be the one for the users. That's the one the users want. They're going to download it, and then they create their own username and password and their own profile, right? And they get to see the menu, the app, who's near them. The Amigos Partner, that will be more for the venues, such as the restaurants, nightclubs, the gyms, the salons, etc.
So is that on there? So like, let's say I'm not a partner yet, and let's say NikTok wants to be on there. So I don't know how you would ever do a podcast show on your app, but...
it's on the planning.
But let's say I wanted to kind of, I don't know, have people check out my podcast and go through. I wanted to give you money. I just want to be a supporter. Let's talk about this. Let me stop throwing a billion questions at you. What if just wanted to be a supporter and just throw some money at you?
They can go to our website and they can send us an email and we'll contact them directly and have a conversation with them.
Okay.
The reason why we did the Venue Partner app, we create the username and password is because we don't want anybody to create a venue. They're like, well, I have a business, and a lot of the booking apps, I don't want to mention their name, but they act like they create a business. I had a friend, she booked an eyelash appointment, and it's supposed to be a business, but she didn't know, she was new to the location, right? And then when she arrived, it was a house in the hood.
Oh no.
And then the problem was they collect 50% of your booking fee and they do not return that booking fee.
Oh man.
So she lost that money because she didn't feel comfortable going inside the house.
Right.
So that's why we wanted to control that. We want to make sure, hey, let's do our research, make sure they're a legit business before we add them in our map, because we have to protect our users.
That's a good point. So, you know, as I was talking about people going to my podcast, it reminded me of music and things of that nature, not necessarily a venue, but do you guys have maybe putting in your favorite, like if you like rock or rap or, you know, a specific podcast, are you going to put that on your app?
Yeah. So once we get funded, the app is going to develop to another monster that is going to actually marry your lifestyle based on the app. So there's a bunch of lifestyles that we haven't provided yet, but we didn't want to overwhelm the consumer because the expansion mind of a consumer due to social media is 30 seconds. If in 30 seconds they do not understand your app, they're going to delete it and they will never use it again.
Yeah.
But if you create an amazing ad that it promotes your ad, then everybody is a follower. It's like a snowball effect. People are going to use it.
But
you have to get their attention 30 seconds.
I tell you what, you have my brain swimming. And I love that you think like me. I think this is why you and I became such good friends way back in the day. We just have similar mindsets. And I tell you what, if you ever want to just have an idea person that just shoots out random ideas at you for your app.
I'm always down to talk business and talk ideas.
That's what
I love to do. People's like, where you come up with this idea? I have no idea. You tell me something, my brain just starts thinking like Jimmy Neutron, and I come up with a bunch of ideas. They're like, oh my God, that's genius.
You know what? You can expand this app to so many things. Like you could go like your favorite movies. You could go to puppies, dog breeds. Like you could go to your favorite flower in the area. Like people that don't, like I just moved here to California and I don't know how to grow something that I used to grow in Ohio out here because it'll burn. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's so, this is a wonderful, wonderful idea, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much, Dana. A lot of work, a lot of bootstrapping, working two jobs. You know, yeah. I did DoorDash the whole time, the pandemic.
Really?
So I can pay my developers. I was working two jobs. I have Verizon full time, and then I would do 12 hours a day on DoorDash 7 days a week, and at the same time, personal training on the side. So I was doing three jobs.
Was there ever a time where you thought about giving up?
Never.
Yeah. What kept you going?
You can never give up. My dream and my passion, and everybody telling me, keep going. So I'm very particular who I surround myself. I only have maybe, I don't even consider a circle, consider a line. And that line itself have been, keep going, oh my God, they give me the good feedback and they give me the bad feedback. But for me, it's like I already thought in my head how big this is going to be and where I'm going to be in a few years. Mm-hmm. So I'm not stopping. Everything in life is not easy. People think that everything in life, like if you think about it, OnlyFans was launched in 2016. Nobody knew about it until the pandemic happened. TikTok was launched in 2016. Nobody knew about it. I know about it before you guys knew about it. Then it started blowing up due to Snapchat, the ads, and then everybody, due to they have nothing else to do, they started downloading TikTok and doing TikToks, right? Mm-hmm. So it only takes one person to make this app blow up. One person. One celebrity, one comedian, one viral situation, mm-hmm. and then you blow up. So, but everything takes time, you know? Everything, I see life, everything is a life learning experience. Mm-hmm. You're going to fall, you know, you're going to fall, but you get back up. You jump again, your parachute doesn't open. Okay, you come right back up to the hill with another idea how to open that parachute. And then you come out the strategy and strategy and strategy until you finally jump and that parachute opens so beautiful, so nice. And then you start seeing the scenery, your success. Everything that you work hard for opens up.
You know, and let me ask you a question. So you coming from Puerto Rico, and you know, you clearly have the accent still. Did you find any kind of roadblocks because you were Puerto Rican?
No, I'm a chameleon. You can put me in a black club, I'm gonna get along with it. You put me in a gay club, I get along with it. You put me in a country club, I get along with everybody, right? I'm a chameleon. At the end of the day, you are who you are.
I love that confidence that you have because a lot of people will, you know, I mean, even though bad things happen, you know, a lot of people use it as a learning experience, but it seems like you don't even focus on anything negative. You're just a positive human being. And that's one of the things that I loved about, you know, when I first met you back in the Heezy. I don't even know when that was. It's been so long.
She was born.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I think I was like early 20s. I don't know. I think I was a bartender too. So we both come from early
night. We have evolved, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we had the early nightlife ourselves. And now look at us, both two entrepreneurs.
Drink no more.
You what? You don't drink anymore?
Mm-mm.
Nice. That's very nice. That's good. That's a health thing. And, you know, I mentioned when I was doing your intro that you were in personal training. And I think that that just having that background pushes you to be your best. And it also pushes you to sacrifice like other people wouldn't sacrifice. So tell me about some of the sacrifices you've made to get here.
Have fun.
Yeah, I know.
People love to go to the club, party, stay up late. They go to pool parties. They go to concerts. They go buy expensive clothes, buy you name it. You know, I'm not ashamed of it. I got clothes at like 5-7 years old, and I'm gonna keep wearing them until they got holes and everything. And I really don't care what you think of me, right? Yeah. For me, it's like I don't care what you think of me. People like to buy Gucci, Prada, and all that stuff. I buy all my clothes from a Marshall, and they're like, "Man, where you get that from? Marshall, $7." When you spend $150, you know, it's like I don't care. For me, a brand, don't get me wrong, a brand is a brand. They work hard for it.
Yeah.
But it's a facade, right? So it's like, okay, I got Gucci, but what did I do to you? Nothing, you know? Yeah. It's like you got to compete with this universe. And that's the problem today. If you And that's the best thing I tell people. Say, you know why rich people stay rich? Because they think poor. You know why poor people stay poor? Because they think rich. Mm-hmm. If you change that mindset, you're going to see how much money you're saving and how many goals and investment and life you're going to get. Don't get me wrong. I love me some food. I go to restaurants. I spend money. I don't care what how much that food is, because people spend money on drugs, clothes, you know, alcohol. I spend my money on food and my supplements for the gym, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just for me, it's a lifestyle. And the reason why I quit drinking is because alcohol is a poison to your brain. Mm-hmm. It really is. It demotivates you from your goals, your dreams. So then you became a follower. I can't have alcohol. And people say, man, you're not drunk? No, I don't drink. It's like, how are you having so much fun? Because I'm high in life. You have to depend on the alcohol to have fun. I don't.
So was there a moment when you just, like, you decided to live a clean life?
Yes. It was, so I quit liquor completely. I was like, you know what? I was in my confident self when I went out. I noticed that for me to approach somebody or to talk to somebody new, I needed a couple shots. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be controlled. So I was like, let me cut away liquor. I'm just going to drink wine. So I was drinking wine. I would go to the clubs and I buy a bottle of wine. People say, you really going to buy a bottle of wine? Yes. My bottle costs $30. Your bottle costs $200. So then I noticed that I needed wine to socialize. It was a New Year's party. I hosted a Latino nightclub. And then we hosted a Latino night. And I bought one bottle and I finished it. And I said, this is going to be my last bottle. And I quit drinking. And I never going back. And people offer me drinks all day, every day. They offer me money to drink because people want to see me break. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not drinking. The only time I'm going to drink is going to be when I get funded, the $1 million that we're looking for. And I'm going to get me a Cabernet Sauvignon 1987. I'm going to drink me a glass to celebrate. And then I'm going to put that away. Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to drink again once I go public.
Nice. That's nice. And that's nice that you know how to do it in moderation. I think a lot of people don't do that. And like you said, sometimes it becomes too much of a crutch for people. So kudos to you and for making that decision. I know it's not for everybody and they're going to be like, oh God, he doesn't drink, so he's no fun. But like you said, this is you. This is your decision and it works for you. And this is your advice to people. If you don't want to dull your senses and dull your brain, this is your advice, and I think that's good advice.
I mean, everybody got their own lifestyle. I just choose my lifestyle to be healthy and alcohol-free.
So listen, I want to go back and talk about what I mentioned when I first introduced you again about Shark Tank. Walk me through the whole story.
I always wanted to be in Shark Tank. As soon as Shark Tank came in air and I saw entrepreneurs walking through that walkway with the charts, I say, I need to create an idea. And I was always an entrepreneur. Before that, it was an app. It was going to be a website because apps were not that big. But then once the website started dying, then I decided to, you know what? I'm going to jump in the wagon with the app. So I always wanted to go to Shark Tank. So once I created my first app, my second app, I said, you know what? I'm going to apply for Shark Tank. And I saw where there was a casting and the first cast, and I grabbed my best friend, Julian. I had a walking billboard. It's like a backpack, and I had a big poster of Amigos front and back. And I'm like, let's go. He's like, let's go. So we went. We filed the application online, and we went to the casting. We were there in Chicago. That was the first one. Okay. We went to the one in Chicago, and we waited hours and hours. And I'm a vibe type of person. Yeah. So when the producers came out, I vibed with one of them, and I said, I bet you that's the dude that's going to interview us. And Julian's like, you sure? I'm like, I'll bet you money that that's the dude that's going to interview us. I sort of got, we go inside, we get him ready. I got my glitter jacket, like sparkly, because you know, you got to be loud.
Yep.
And I have my billboard. And the funny thing is I practice my pitch every day, hours. No, driving from Columbus to Chicago, it takes 5-7 hours. I practice that pitch. I was brushing my teeth, I practiced that pitch. I was eating, I practiced that pitch. I practiced that pitch. As I knew it, as soon as I got in front of them, the whole pitch went out the window, like, gone. I don't remember nothing from the pitch. I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do this my way, how I will introduce my app to my friend. And I'm just going to make him my best friend. And I'm going to hype him up because he's traveling, right? He's from California. He's there in Chicago. So I'm going to be like, I'm going to plant the seed that he can feel that he needs the app. And he did. And he was like, I love it. He's like, this is genius. I'm going to use it tonight because we're going out. And we left excited, right? Because this dude was like a little kid in a candy store. He was loving it. He was happy. He was joking. He was like, yeah, I could use this here. I imagine this. So that was, we didn't receive a call. Like for, it took a few days. Then I noticed there was another one in D.C. I said, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to get in this show. So I went to D.C. Wow. I'm ready. I'm getting interviewed by the news because they're like, hey, who wants to get interviewed? Boop, right here. And I got interviewed by the news. And here comes the producers again. And he came back. He's like, amigo. He's like, what's going on, man? He's like, not much. I'm ready to go again. He's like, oh, why are you here? I'm like, oh, I'm ready to pitch again. He's like, nah, you don't have to be here. You're good, man. I'm going to send you, my bad, I apologize. We've been traveling. But I'm going to send you the next phase to make it to the semifinals. So he sent me the application. And application is like a Bible. When I say a Bible, it's a Bible. They ask you every detail you can think of. Not only that, you need to create a video that it markets and promotes you. Mm. So now I got to hire somebody to record this video.
Mm-hmm. And pay for it.
Pay for it in more investment, which I did. And I recorded the video and I submitted it. And we made it to the semifinalists. Then after that, I didn't hear nothing else. But for me, the experience, knowing that it was my first time and made it all the way to the semifinalists. I didn't walk through the shark walls, but I made it. So for my next goal is, now that we have this app, I've been focusing so much on the marketing, the strategy, the sales, and building the app. So now I need to go ahead and submit my video again to go to Shark Tank. That's one of my goals. Even if I don't get an investment, I want to walk through them walls with them sharks and get in front of them.
Yeah.
And pitch it.
Yeah.
Which I know I'm going to be so entertaining, they're going to put me on TV. I already know that. I might not get an investment, but I bet you I'm going to be on TV. They're going to be like, man, this motherfucker's entertaining. We need him on TV. No, he's too much.
I'll tell you what, you are a character. You, like, listen, the minute you get on there, they're going to absolutely love you. You bring the energy. So my question for you is, what help do you need to do that? Like, what are you looking for to complete that goal?
Right now, I just got to go ahead and submit, get on my Jimmy Neutron brain, create this amazing pitch and video and submit it. And some producers in California, if they want me, hey, give me a call. I'll be there.
There you go.
No problem. I might just have to go up and up and up.
Well, I have a lot of producers that have been on my show, and I have a lot of people that do reels, and I have directors, and I've had a lot of people on my show that that do tune in. So if you're looking for something in particular, shout it out, and we'll see if anybody bites.
Man, my goal is to have a reality TV show because starting January, what we're going to do is I'm going to literally sell everything for my apartment. I'm getting me a little Ford concept van, which we're going to wrap with Amigos brand and logo. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to customize it to be like a little traveling home van. And we're going to just head it to work and just go to every city and every state and build Amigos. And it's going to be entertaining. We're going to go to restaurants. We're going to record the experience. We're going to go to gym. We're going to record experience. So it's going to be a whole thing. And then it's going to build people to chase your dream, no matter the struggle. Because everybody see the success, right? Everybody like, oh, look at Cardi B, she made it. But no, y'all don't remember when she was on the Love of Hip Hop, when she was struggling?
Yeah.
Getting her music out there? So everybody don't see the struggles. And that's what I want to show. I want to show people the struggles. So people be like, oh, he got lucky. No, the hell I didn't. I've been chasing this in 2016.
I hate
it's
that.
Not lucky.
Exactly. It is not. I hate when people say that when they're like, you know, oh, you're so lucky. Abso-frickin-frutely not. It's hard work that gets you there. I actually have written down here on one of my little note cards, motivational speaker.
So Amigos people think that it's going to be everything. No, it's Amigos is a platform. What I really want to do, and I want to change life, right? So fulfillment that's going to be is once I have and I start building and I start hiring people, but I'm changing lives. I'm going to run my company complete opposite than anybody, right? So I'm not going to hire for resume. I'm going to hire for personality. If you can do your job, then I'm going to hire you because that personality, that hunger. Not only that, we don't work. We're not going to work. We're not going to be on, oh, you got to work 40 hours to get a paycheck. No, we're going to work on tasks, right? Mm-hmm. You finish the task. If it takes you a day, then and we're going to pay you for the 40 hours. It don't matter because you finish that task. It's going to be completely done. Also, I don't got to see your face. I don't want to see your face. You want to work from home? You're welcome to do that. You want to work in the beach? You're welcome to do that. But at the end of the day, I want you to provide the job duties that I provide you, and you get compensated. I think that 40 hours, working 40 hours and not get a paycheck, I think that's slavery. That really is. You're putting people on a building, and you take it's like a slave because you're paying them a minimum amount of money when you're over there making millions of it.
So how do people work for you in the future? Because I know people that just heard that are like, sign me up. That is so attractive.
So what we're going to start doing, the first thing we're going to do is build the sales team, and it's going to be 100% commission, right? But the 100% commission, our commission structure is unbelievable. So once the first time it's going to be me and my business partner that we're going to get the venue, we're going to master the recipe, and then we're going to start cooking the food, right? Making the pie so they can eat it and sell it. Yeah. So then we're going to hire sales representatives with no experience. More experience, at the end of the day, is the motivation, dedication, and the passion. And then we're going to build them. And then it's going to be 100% commission. But the beautiful thing is, like, you don't have to clock in. You're just going to have a goal, how many venues you got to sign up, and you get compensated. And not only that, you're not going to compensate it weekly, monthly. No, as soon as we get paid, you get paid. Yeah. So you always have money in your pocket. So if you sign up two venues that day, and the commission structure is 50% of the setup fee, it's unheard of. Then you making money all day, any day. And that's what we're going to start with sales representatives. Then we're going to do marketing. And then we don't want to see them face-to-face, right? I can do a Zoom call and very hands-on. I want freedom. I want creativity. Mm-hmm. And we're going to pay them also on a monthly budget, right? Because we're starting out. But if we do get funded, then I'm going to create salaries. But like I said, the salary is based on what we're going to pay you for the year, not what we're going to pay you hourly. So if your salary is $50,000, you're not going to be working 40 hours. You may work 5 hours, 10 hours a week, however long it takes you to finish that project.
Okay. So you are going to be constricted by what you're able to pay someone for the year, but they could finish early for the year and get that same amount. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah.
There's no hourly. We're just going to pay per project.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you literally just launched. What are you and your team watching right now?
We're watching how many people are using the app, right? Mm-hmm. How many people are in the map and how many people are creating memories. That's the number one important. Right now, we are focusing on user downloads. Then we're going to focus on the venue. And also finish profiles, because I see a lot of them there are not finished all the way. So we contacted them personally and they're finishing. Because I want it for you as a user to have a great experience of that person. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, okay.
Okay, so listen, I just downloaded this app. So I have it. I have it pulled up right now. I have an iPhone, and it says Amigos. I've entered in. It was really easy, by the way. So I really liked how easy that was. It is just as easy as every other app out there. You enter in your email address, your name. You pick a name that you want. You pick your password. And then, boom, you're in. It says, you know, do you want to use your current location? Do you want push notifications? Like every other app out there, which is wonderful because it just gives you the option, you know, do you want this thing tracking you everywhere you go? Or do you just want it while you're on your app? Like, do you want when you, I'm guessing, you know, if you use it all the time, then it will detect that you're out of your area and it'll say, hey, here's the things that come up in your area that people suggest. Is that correct?
Yeah, it will update in your current location.
Yeah. Okay, so I have it pulled up. There's a current map right now up, and I am currently in Los Angeles, California, and I've got the little fork and knife thing here, the drink thing, the two mask. So there's a cute little icon menu here. So
yes.
How do I go about selecting my stuff? Like, what's the first thing I should do?
So the first thing you should do is go at the bottom where it says my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's where you're going to customize your lifestyle based on your preferences.
Oh, I see. Now, when I first touched that, I haven't typed in anything. And there's restaurant, entertainment, nightlife, tourist or attractions and tourists or tourism, health and fitness, beauty, shopping, and diversity. Which, by the way, I love that you are a supporter of everything diverse. It's really beautiful to see that, you know, the people are just coming together to support each other. So that's a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to give them the minorities a voice.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so there's already so many numbers on here and I haven't selected anything. So what are these numbers I'm seeing? Yeah.
Yeah. Those are basically select. So automatically the app is going to select all the lifestyle preference in the app. So then once you go and click on restaurant.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, I see. Okay. So now when restaurants came up, it was like, so basically now I'm selecting my preference.
Correct. You're going to unselect the ones you don't want and you're going to leave the selected one.
I see. So like for me, I don't like Indian food because it's too spicy and I'm a sissy. Okay, we're going through seafood, Cajun, barbecue, Thai, Greek, chicken wings, Colombian, American, Puerto Rican, dessert, Japanese, organic, juicery, shakes, ice cream, salad, made from scratch. Holy crap. You guys have like covered everything. Dang. Like there's so much more. I just ran out of breath. So, okay, this is cool. So you unselect the things you don't like. This is super cool. So you guys in entertainment, Amigos has go-karts, golfing, movie theaters, fashion shows, arcades, bowling, family fun. This is more than I even knew you could do with your life. I didn't even know you could go ziplining or if there was an escape room or that there was axe throwing or a shooting range or rentables. This is really, really cool.
Whatever you think that there's entertainment, there's way more stuff so people can try some new things.
That's amazing. Okay, so once we do all this and we go through all these different sections and categorize what we like, it points you in the right direction, right?
You click on the home button and then you're going to choose the lifestyle that you're looking for. So the knife and fork would be restaurants.
Okay.
The martini cup would be nightlife.
Okay.
The little face will be entertainment.
Okay.
The card deck will be attraction.
Mm-hmm.
The dumbbell will be fitness.
Mm-hmm.
The scissors will be beauty and spa. And then the shopping bag will be shopping. So whichever you choose, let's say you choose restaurants, based on the lifestyle preference, you're only going to see in the map those type of restaurants.
This is just a really cool app. You know what? I wish you all the success with this. And obviously, I've featured you on my show because I believe in you. But after going through this and hearing all about this, I really believe in your app.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's awesome to hear. Yeah. That's motivation to keep going. That's more fuel in the tank.
There you go. In the shark tank. Oh, my gosh. Okay,
yeah,
so
that's the next goal.
Where can people find this?
So, yeah, so you can find it to download on the iOS store and the Play store. Now, if you want to find us on Instagram, it's very simple. Amigos and Facebook also, Amigos. Remember, it's AIMGGOS. It's Amigos on the go.
But if anyone wants to get in contact with you, how can they contact you specifically?
info@amigos.com. So my Instagram is Maxwell Amigos Lopez. As soon as you put Maxwell in an A, I will pop up.
I'm so happy to have you on, Maxwell. Thank you very much for sharing your story and sharing, you know, where you want to go in your app and everything. Is there anything you'd like to say before we end?
Go ahead and download the app. Enjoy it. Now you have a reason to travel to different cities, different states, and meet new friends.